We spoke in the previous year, Lagabe Ksuba, that a Ksuba is really is a shtar raya. It's a shtar raya ba'alma. It's a raya just like if these are halva. You have a raya on the halva. You have a shtar raya. So the same thing is also a Ksuba is a shtar raya. We spoke since it's a shtar raya, you have to be careful that it shouldn't be a shtar muktim like any other raya ba'alma. L'chayra, if a shtar ksuba is a shtar raya ba'alma, it's just like a shtar halva. L'chayra, there's no reason that a person should have to be makbid in writing the names exactly, the spelling, mole, chaser, the nickname, hamachuna. You just have to write, when somebody writes a shtar halva, that he's owed money, the loive to the malva. So what does he do? He writes in I-O-Yen or however it's written. You just have to make sure we know who the malv is, who the loiv is, and everything's taken care of. So the chayra for ksuba is a shtar raya ba'alma. It's not a, there's no dinim like by get. The chayra, there shouldn't be all the dinim that are applicable by get, by ksuba, as long as you get the raya straight. Lamaisa, we see that when we write the ksuba, we are taka very makbid, and we'll go through different, some steps we were taka makbid. But l'chayra, what you come at is you shouldn't have to be marked but how you write a ksuba. As long as the raya makes sense, it's kosher, the date is right, it's good. In Nachla Shiva, is Mavur Chiddush, the Nachla Shiva says that since if this couple, Chas V'Shalom, is going to get divorced, and when you write a get, there the din is in Simon Kuf Chav Zayin, those simonim and Hilchas Gerishin, when you write a get, it has to be, the name has to be Bediktuk. You have to write the name proper, how it's spelled. And if we want to know how to write a get, to write the names in the get, and we're not going to be sure exactly the names, so we're going to pull out the ksuba. We're going to pull out the ksuba to see how it's spelled in the ksuba. And since we're going to pull out the ksuba and we're going to rely on the names how it's written in the ksuba, so the male person should take caution when he's writing the ksuba to make sure that the names are written properly in the ksuba. Which means the ksuba itself, Taka, you don't have to be worried how you write the names. The ksuba is kosher even if the names are not written properly. But since we're going to use it, or we may use this ksuba, the names in the ksuba for the get, so mainly you have to make sure to write the dinim, the names in the ksuba properly. So mainly when we use the names of the ksuba for the get, we shouldn't write the names wrongly. What would be an example? The halach is in Hilchas Gerish and Kufchav Zayin, Sift Hezvav, Sift Hezayin, the Shulchan Aruch says that when you write a person's name, if his name is part, if the way he's called, that's the Avram Avi, Yitzchak, Yitzi, Yaakov, Yanko, then you don't have to write the nickname. But let's say if he has a name that it's switched, it's a different name, his name is Yehuda and he's called Aryeh, Ari, or let's say his name is Yaakov and he's called Jacob, Jack. So over there, depending if it's a Lashon Kodesh name or if it's a Laz name, an English name, if you write, if it's Lashon Kodesh, then you write the Miskerei, what's called Yehuda, the Miskerei, Aryeh, the Miskerei, which is called Aryeh or something like that. And if it's an English name, a Laz name, then you call Amachuna. So that would be an example where to be makbid in the names and how to write it. The same, the Shaila comes up when you write a name, let's say, any English name, but you write it in Lashon Kodesh, let's say like Jacob. So there's no letter in the Aleph Beis that make up the J. So there's a Tshuvas Menachas Yitzchak, he says, depends on Henkin, the Litta, how you write it, the Shaila for itself, he writes, he should write Dalet, Zayin, Shin. But there's a shmuz about it, how to spell it out. But this is Lagabe Gerishin. And based on what we're saying, that a ksuba could be used for the get, which means when we're going to write a get, we're going to take what's written in the ksuba for the get. So Melo, we should be medactic, says the Nachla Shiva, by a ksuba as well.
That doesn't explain the
dictum
of the place and all that.
That's right. And the emes is very good. Rabbi Elia is asking, so what's about the other things? This is only Lagabi, the names of the Chosin and the Kala. What's about the other names? So Be'emerson, it's Taka, a good Shaila. And the same Shaila that Elia is asking, I was bothered Lagabi, the Edom also. In Hilchas Geirishin, these Gansan Adinim also, how to write it. We're not going to go into it, but by the Edom also, these Adin, bad, a few Dinim in how to Edom write the name, we're marked by Ksuba also. L'cha'ira, the Pshadas once were makbid to write a ksuba behechsha like a get. So it's not only those names, you write everything behechsha, maybe. But the shayla is a good shayla. L'cha'ira, with this nach l'shiva, you should only have to be medactic, only in particular in the names of the chasen and kala that may, rachman l'tzam, be used by the get.
The answer would say, the answer, if the star is not a star raya, in case everything else fails, one of the ways... The reason why
they give it to someone is maybe this is going to be the Kedushin, so it's not the Kedushin that you have. It's not a star anymore, so that's the answer. L'maisa, I hear what you're saying. L'maisa, no. L'maisa, even if you use it for a star ksuba, a star Kedushin, I'm sorry, but really you're just writing the shtar hariat mekudeshes, hariat, even if you have that lashon, and then the edim technically are the edim that see that it was given over. That only answers vayter only for the name. You don't even need the names in there. It just says hariat, hariat leinter, like Rashi brings in that place. You don't have to write all the different things. For using the ksuba as a shtar kedushin, you don't need the edim, you don't need anything. The edim, that's what we said that, why to be makbid that the Edom should see the Mesira is because if you want to use it, let's say there's a mess up with the ring, so maybe you have the Edom watching the Shtar going from the Chasen to the Kala, the Shtar Kedushin. But the Edom are not written inside, are not relevant. Okay, so we have the Nachal Shiva that says that one should be medactic by a Ksuba Kamoi Beget. However, Afal Pikein, there are some Dinim that Lamaisa are different, for an example. To write Koyin or Levi. If the Chasen is a Koyin or the Chasen is a Levi, we write in inside, we write in the Ksuba, Ichsha Bacher, Ichsha Chasen, we write in Koyin HaLevi. And the reason for that is even though by Get, the Halach is, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kufchav Tes, Sifu Tes, not, we don't write it. The Shulchan Aruch says, you don't write Koyin or Levi, you just write Ploini Ben Ploini, no Koyin or Levi. By Ksuba, you write it because just in case if she's a Grusha and it's a Koyin, to prevent a marriage of a Koyin to a Grusha, so we write in that he's a Koyin. But Be'etzem, here would be a case that even though we copy Ksuba, we write, we're marked by Ksuba Kamoi Beget, but sometimes these differences also by Ksuba, you write it. However, even though we write Koyin or Levi, HaKoyin HaLevi, these are shaila in the poskim. If you don't write HaLevi, but you rather write Levi, Eichsha Yosef, instead of HaLevi, you write Levi, because then it could be that that's his name, it's Shem Toyer, his name is Levi, so it could be problematic, because it could be invalid, it makes the shtar not a kosher shtar. So back to the Nachla Shiva. The Nachla Shiva says that you should be medactic by Ksuba to make sure that you write the names bediktuk like that it could be used for the get. Lamaisa in the Minchas Yitzchak. The Minchas Yitzchak says not a Bnei Barak the noyig like that, not on Yerushalayim, and not anywhere that he knows are they noyig to be makbid on the Nachla Shiva to be medayik exactly the names, to be medayik exactly the names. And I spoke to Masadri Gittin. They said that they don't, they work a lot to get the names exactly, but they don't even, they look at the Ksuba just for Chashash, but they're not Matik. In other words, they don't rely like this Nachla Shiva to use what's written in the Ksuba for the get. And the same thing is also, which we mentioned before, if let's say a person has a nickname, which you write Hamachuna, the Miskari, the Miskaria. So that also Rav Vozin Shevet Alevi writes that the minig is not to write it in the ksuba. And he says, even though in my ksuba, says Rav Vozin, that was written in Preshborg, the ksuba was written on, by his father, it says, Aviv, which was Yosef Tzvi, the Miskari Yosef Hirsch, which Taka did, but he says, Lamaisa, Lalocha, we're not very medactic, and the same thing as we also, these Lashonis, we don't, we're not makbet to add in a nickname. And obviously, the same Alocha would be Huadin Lagabi Edim as well, with a dicta gomer, you don't have to be makbet. Now we'll go to another two dinim, since we're speaking about a ksuba being bedoyme to get, which means to be makbet, even though Lamaisa, Lahalocha, We see the Melchis Yitzchak says you don't have to be makbid, but the Velt Lamaisa by Ksuba is makbid to be medaktik the way the names are written. There's another halach in Hilchas Geirishin. The halach is you're not supposed to write any Shem Toyar, any Harav, Chachem, Irenu. That's the halach by Get. The Ramah, it's not, you're not allowed to, but the Ramah says, Ulitchatchila. In koisvim ravei chachem afilu hu ay aviv ravei chachem umuchzik bekach. You just write ploini ben ploini. So the emissary, the Beis Shmuel, asks, why shouldn't you write ravei chachem? And he says, adarabba, sometimes if you don't write ravei chachem, you can be misleading, because let's say these two of the same person, and the person who's written in the get, he is a ravei chachem, and you don't write ravei chachem, so it's even a problem. That's a Beis Shmuel Shaila. But the halacha is by get, you don't write, you just write ploini, ben ploini, you don't write any titlin, any rav, chacham, ayreinu. What's the din legabi ksuba? What's by ksuba? If we were medama the names, what's by ksuba? Do you write a rav, ayreinu? Lamaisa, you'll take a look. What'd you say?
It says a rav, right?
It says. Yeah, you'll take a look in the ksuba, Lamaisa, it says. And we write. The Lahiris Nasir of Nasin Gestetna has a whole tshuva about it, and he brings a whole list of rayas, and he brings the Nachlas Shiva himself that says the Yeshiva Daktik by the names of the Chassan and Kala, because to be able to use it for get, in his, where he writes the Alochas, when he writes the Faksuba, he writes Reb. This is his Lashon in the Nachlas Shiva, Eich Rebbe Moshe Bar Avram HaKoyin, when he's explaining how to write it, so he writes that you should say Reb. So it's pretty clear that even though the Nachla Shiva says in the names you should be very careful, when it comes to other dinim, Ksuba is not going to be the same. We talk it right. You take a look in the Ksuba, we talk it right. Reb, he brings in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Also, the Kinyanim Min Reb Moshe Ben Kvoid Rav Ben Yamin. He brings that he also saw Ksuba, that's B'yuchid, to Reb Chaim Brisker. Also is written Reb or Harav. So that's Taka, we write. And Mameli says, Ve'ein l'shanois. And Mameli l'chor, who then should be the same din by Edim? I didn't see a Peskola written about it. But my father told me, he got Edis 2 weeks ago. And Edis on the Ksuba, how to write. And he said, he asked the Masada the Kedushin, he was handling what to do. It wasn't so clear if you should write Reb or not. L'chor, the whole tzad maybe not to write is Dumya the Get with an Achla Shiva. We see over here that even the name of the Chassan and the Kala, which you write, Reb, even though by Get you're not supposed to, L'chayra, Kolshkin by the Edim, that sign on the Ksuba, L'chayra, they can for sure write, if he doesn't not write Reb on himself, or write Chaim ben Reb Avram.
What do you need
the
Ksuba for the Reb for the Get?
Well, isn't
that the same in the name and how to write the name in the Get?
You're talking right. L'chayra, from the Nachla Shiva should come out, the only thing that you should be medaktik is literally only the names. What'd you say?
So that's talking why the Nachla Shiva doesn't care to add Reb and everything.
You taka right, but Lamaisa, so Lafi this also should be that the Edim, they could just sign however they want. The names itself. Lamaisa, it's not a Pashta thing, Elia, that it's only the names, because these are Chuvas, let's say, Divra Yatsav, that I wasn't going to speak of, he handles that could be not to write, but the Evid maybe to write, the Edim to write Reb. These are shmooz about it. It's not so clear. You're right. The Nachal Shiv himself says, right. If the only reason why by Ksuba, we started off that the Shtar Ksuba is a Raya Ba'alma. So Raya Ba'alma, you don't have to be mocked, but how to spell this and how to spell all the different.
The reason why Raya Ba'alma is because you're reading aloud.
Why, yes, to write. We're not handling. You're saying a svara why yes to write in Reb.
Yeah, there's no difference in the answer to write Reb. Just you write it because you're reading it, so you say Reb. Could be that's the reason why you write Reb.
You talk it right. We're just handling if maybe Beshita not to write it. No, even without saying aloud, you can write Reb, because why not be Mechaba the person, even if not?
Oh, the Get, no.
I'm just as I state in yeah. So the shaila is affect ksuba.
Why the ksuba they write it in? What's the reason to write it?
So really, by ksuba, if it's a shtar raya, you can write whatever you want. Yeah. You ask me in a shtar havo, you don't write reb. Maybe in a shtar havo that they want to mechabed somebody over there, also they also write reb. It's not a kasha why to write reb. The shayla's if not to write it.
There's no reason why not to. Yes.
The reason why not to, the reason why not to by ksuba is if ksuba is bedoyme to get. Now Eli is right. The only reason why it should be doyme is just the names. But it seems like the people are mocked, but even by the Edom to write it, the Edom when signing on the ksuba, when Edom sign a shtar avod, they just write any name. If he has two names, the mocked, but to write both names. Another din that would be negeya about being medama ksuba to get would be interesante din. This is a geshmaka shaila about writing a last name. What's about writing a last name in the ksuba? The halacha is by gerushin, it's a ramon in kuf chav tes sif tes zayin v'chol kinui mishpacha ein lekois von klal. You should not write last names in the get. That's a ramah. It's a clear din lagabe get, not to write a last name. What's the din lagabe ksuba? Should you? Could you? Are you not allowed to? What's the din lagabe your last name? Eli, you said about it says Reb. Does it say a last name over there also in the ksuba? Yeah. What's with a last name? Could you write? What's with a last name? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva, and Rav Moshe writes like this. If somebody writes in the ksuba, Yaakov HaMechune Kaplan, so that's a problem, because it would sound like this Yaakov, his nickname is Kaplan, not his family name, and it could literally passel the ksuba. Why would it passel the ksuba? Because if this, they're going to want to pull out the ksuba, she's going to want to take out the ksuba, and be machayiv him, and it says Yaakov Amachuna Kaplan. This person, his nickname is not Kaplan. His last name is Kaplan. It's not Amachuna. So Memela, the last name, if you write Amachuna, says Rav Moshe, it's a problem. However, to write the Torah that it's a family name, Lemeshpachas, you write that it's a family name, he says there's no problem. And Igar says it's a Maila. It's a Maila. Because Amol, especially in a big city, you can have more than one that the Chassan and the Kala have the same names and the father's name. It's possible. You can have both that more than one. So Adarab, if you write a family name, it's like a simon. You're specifying, it's clearer who the Chassan and Kala are. It's Garamayla. In a different shuvah, he says, but you should know it's not Liyikuva. It's not ma'akiv to write the last name, but it's a maila. It's a maila to write the last name. He says by shtar halva, it's more or less it's ma'akiv. Because by shtar halva, if you're just going to write the first name, it's let's say in a big city and it could be two of the same people, so it's going to be missing in the raya, being Torah from Lekuches. Bishleim Abayi, he says, what's with a chasen and kala, a ksuba, why over there don't I say that it's ma'akev? He says, because by chasen kala, it's narrowed down to less people. If you have an 80-year-old and a 20-year-old, for halva, it works. A man to a man, a ksuba, it's obviously a ish le'isha, but also the ages, it has to be me'inyana b'chlal, that it should be shaykh. It says, Dr. Moshe, why by ksuba, it's not ma'akev, it's l'tchatchila to write the last name, you don't have to. And Memela, one second of Shlevi Yosef, Memela, the Edom also, Litchatchilo, the Edom should write the last name. So Memela's like this, even if we're not pulling out Ksubas today, tomorrow, yet, but Lamais, if you get Edis on a Ksuba, Zakhtar Abosha, Litchatchilo, the Edom should also write the last name. You want to know by get. I'm just telling you, Lamaisa, by get, state there are more not to write the last name. And the stammer of Shlomo Yosef, what you're asking is, Vivaitra Moshe says a last name is a mile, what's takip shop I get? Zoktra Moshe, Be'etzin by get also is a mile of a last name. But the problem is, why taka shouldn't you write the last name? Because somebody that's not your idea but Tiv Gittin is going to mistake. If you see it, start adding in a last name, or start moving this and moving that, and Mamela is going to passel the get. So Mamela, by get, you shouldn't check, but you don't write a last name. By Ksuba, there's a mile of writing a last name. And a Ksuba makes it clearer in the Ksuba who the Chasim Kalar. It's brought there, B'chatzkel Abramsky was noyig as well to write a last name. Reb Shloime Zalman, Shkoyach Rabbi Yonti, the Sefer, you got me. They bring over there B'shem Reb Shloime Zalman to write the last name, but to write it in brackets. However, there are those that are Choylak Taka, they're against writing the last name. B'ikr, the Menchas Yitzchak, these other Poskim also that actually oppose writing the last name. So this would be another Nidon Lagabi the Hashva, get Ksuba to get. One we saw is the actual names, now we're handling the last names.
What do we know?
This is now, we'll just go in three, the Kitzer de Gedinim, general and Ksuba. Up until now we spoke about dinim that are ksuba that come off because it's bedoyme to get. Now we'll go into three dinim that are just general ksuba. The first one is writing the father's name. What happens if the chosen is adopted? I just recently was shmuzing with somebody and he said, yeah, that was taka case. If the chosen is adopted, so who do you write? Do you write his father's real father's name or the one who adopted him? So technically, maybe it would be more comfortable to one who adopted him, especially if nobody knows that he's adopted and everybody understands that this boy is a son of the one who adopted him. The same Shaila really also comes up Lagabe Gedig and Aliyah. Who should we write the father, his real father or the father that adopted him? So the Menchas Yitzchak has a tshuva. He actually has more than one tshuva, and he's against calling this person by his the one who's adopting him. You rather have to call him by his real father. And he says because a michshol could come out. If a person's going to write that this one, his father, is just the one who adopted him, so he's not going to know who his real father is. And then maybe he might come to marry his real father's sister, his aunt. Isuri Arayis could come out. So Mamela, once you refrain from calling somebody up from Aliyah, from his adopted father, it can be a shtickle embarrassing. And the same thing is also the Ksuba, not to write in the Ksuba the chosen's, the father that adopted him, but rather the real father. There are those that are chaylik that say you could, but the Menachas Yitzchak says not to. Now, Lamaisa, so what's Taka de Eitza? So these are a sefer that came out, Piskei Halacha from the Menachas Yitzchak, they bring B'shem de Menachas Yitzchak, they write his halachas from a lot of different chasanas that he was there, he was Masader, and they write that the Menachas Yitzchak said he's an Eitza. What's the Eitza? Lamaisa, if a person, the chasa, no one knows that he's adopted, so if you write a different name by the ksuba, it's embarrassing. So he says what you could do is, if the chasan's name is Avram, and the father that adopted him is, let's say, Yitzchak, so you could write Avram, HaMechune Avram ben Yitzchak, ben Reb Yitzchak. In other words, you could put an HaMechune, because he's definitely called, Avram ben Yitzchak, so maybe you could write HaMechune. You could write HaMechune, it means you want to write the father that adopted him, not his real father, you could write HaMechune. Now that also could be a little bit embarrassing, because when you're listening to Kriyas Ksuba, you hear the HaMechune, and we hear also, if it says HaMechune, Yitzchak HaMechune Isaac, so we know the chassan is called Isaac, but what's Avram HaMechune Avram ben Yitzchak? It sounds a little funny. So he says L'maisi either you can be Bavliyit, you say it quickly, and he says the emes is you can even skip it, say it quiet. We know the Ksuba, Kriyas Ksuba, is not Ma'akav. We say it to be Mafsek between the two Agafens. As long as it's written in the Ksuba, that's fine. And the emes is that it's really, these shilas come up. We heard about it in the past from other Magidishir that spoke here. Lagavi, let's say if she's not a Psula and they want to keep it quiet, how the Ksuba is written, and to Kriyas Ksuba, that's a step away. But some Mamela over here also, either say Amachuna or say it quickly or even not say it. So that's one din that would come out, Lagabi, somebody that it's not known. Shlomo Zalman says if we don't know his real father, then you could write his stepfather, the one who adopted him. This is the second Shaila, which I'm asking the Olam. I did not find anywhere in anyone to speak about it, about a Ksuba, if it could be written B'chol Lashon. The emes is a Ksuba is not written in Lashon Kodesh. It's written in Aramis. So really, could a Ksuba be written B'chol Lashon? Rebrefol, could a ksuba be written b'choloshen? I couldn't find anybody that says these are halacha by kriyashma. Kriyashma is you could say kriyashma b'choloshen. However, says the Mishnah Berurah that you really shouldn't say it b'choloshen because these certain words that have different definitions were not klar. So Mela rather say it in loshen kodesh. Halachim in the Mishnah Berurah, Simon Samach Beis Yivkatan Gimel. By ksuba, so what are you going to tell me? We don't really understand every word exactly. But Lamais is like this. The ksuba we said is a shtar raya. So whatever the raya is for, whatever the shibud, yimashubud, you can write it all in. And l'chayri, you should be able to write it in a different lashon to write it in English. I'm just asking. I'm not saying Lamais l'alocha, but l'chayra, it's a shtar raya. The names with the nachla shiva, l'chayri, you should take a raya b'diktak al pi the nachla shiva. But the regular lashon, the lashon ashtar l'chayri, you should be able to write anyway. So it's a minig.
What do you do?
I have to look it up. I remember seeing about it, speaking about it, talk about Erev Tavshilin. Could you talk a say it in a different lashon? To look it up, I don't remember right now offhand. One more din b'negeya ksuba. Now a ksuba is more or less a typed up. So those that want to say to be machmer that the ksuba should not be typed, you should rather write it. You should write the ksuba. So for this also, Ramosha has a tshuva. He says he sees no reason and no mila for a ksuba to be written up. There's no din l'shma by ksuba, which really we saw that if you want to use the ksuba for a shtar kedushin, so that's a shaila, then you need l'shma, but you need l'shma for the kedushin. But there's no din for a ksuba to be written l'shma. So Mela says, Rav Moshe, a typed up ksuba is l'tchatchil l'gomer. It's no problem. He says it's a tircha to write it up. I mean, avad, if there's a mistake or something, you write it, you rewrite it, but there's no reason to l'tchatchila go ahead and write it. You could just have a typed up ksuba. There's actually a reason why those that didn't use a typed ksuba, because olden typed ksubas had a lot of mistakes. So if you write it, you know what you're writing. But the etzem writing has more of a problem, because when you write a ksuba, adirabi, you can make mistakes. If it's typed up, there's no spaces in between the lines, the different shilas, how it's written. So typed up is actually a mila. However, you might want to tell me that there's a chasaron, that part of it is typed and part of it is written in, which means the empty spaces where you write the names, so these two, it's two, in other words, it's two kisviyadis. One is typed up and one is written. Maybe that should be a problem, and therefore maybe just write the whole thing straight. So for that, there's a tshuvas noyde b'yuda. The noyde b'yuda in Medura Tinyana Chosha Mishpat Simon Chavav. The Noyde B'Yehuda says, Misvara, I don't see any reason there should be a problem if two people write a shtar halva. He's not talking about a ksuba, but he's talking about a shtar halva. If one person writes half of it and somebody else writes the other half, avada misvara, there's no reason to passel. So mela ksuba could be typed up, no problem to be typed up. And even though part of it is written, there's no problem. So just to be masakim, we saw the Nachla Shiva says that a ksuba, you should be medaktik by a ksuba bedoyme to get. The mela we saw by the names, writing a nickname, hamachone. We also spoke about writing titles by get. You don't write titles by ksuba. We do write titles. A last name we saw as a shaila. If you write in the last name by ksuba, by get you do not. And then we spoke general dinim by ksuba. First of all, about writing somebody's father's name when he's adopted. L'chayra ksuba can be written b'cholosh, and as we're saying, it's a shtar raya. And we also said that l'chayra, not l'chayra, Moshe says the shtar ksuba could be typed up l'tchatchila.